There's one guy that was too nice for me. And like he, it was the wrong place, wrong time. It was one of those, you know what I mean? That I wasn't in the state of mind to receive.
So when he was too nice, what did you do?
I guess shut him down. You know what I mean? Like I just shut him down. Because I just, it made me, my issue was, the more like you give to me, the more I feel like I owe you something. So when a person is so giving and I'm not ready to receive it, it makes me feel emotionally responsible for them. You know what I mean? Because they're doing XYZ for me, I have to be doing this. You know what I mean? And I have to be giving them that. And sometimes people just give to give. It's not a game of like give and take. But I find it really hard to not give back if someone is giving me something, you know? And because I was in a place where I couldn't give, but I was receiving, I felt almost sorry for the guy, you know what I mean? And then I felt emotionally responsible because he deserved better, but I couldn't give him better. You get me?
But do you think he deserves better?
I think he did deserve better for how nice he was.
But I just, for me, this whole nice thing, I just...
Nice is, I'll break down the nice. A lot of quality time when he doesn't have a lot of time. A lot of resources put on me. A lot of protection and attention. Remembering every single thing from like the smallest of details, which is a huge thing for me.
That's beautiful.
I tend to think guys don't remember anything. Like they just don't listen. Guys are so forgetful. So he actually ticked every single box, just didn't feel right. But and also he's a bit too controlling too soon. But everything else he ticked.
She said she was not in a place to give, but she could have given him her time, energy, attention, or anything else. It does not have to be materialistic. She could have easily cooked him a meal or something. The truth is she did not want to give him anything in return, out of her own choice. She pitied him, because she would rather chase after somebody she cannot obtain easily. This is the psyche of most women, but instead of admitting that, she's trying to put it down as if she was not ready for a nice guy. I guarantee you, if she met a nice guy today, she still wouldn't be ready for him. The only reason why she is into the guy sitting opposite her is because he is rich, famous, well sought after, and not easily obtainable. Make him broke and homeless, his personality would be irrelevant to her. She said the nice guy ticked all of the boxes, but was a little bit controlling. Give that same nice guy fame, fortune, and physical prowess. Controlling behavior suddenly means he cares about her.
They're lost!
I just want to know, where are all the nice, normal people who don't lie, don't cheat, whom you can trust? There's so many mean creeps out there.
If there are any good guys out there, she certainly doesn't deserve any one of them.
You got that right. Woo!